at NACUSO 2017 in wonderful Orlando, Florida with Bill Beardsley from Michigan Business Connection. Tell me a little bit about Michigan Business Connection. What are you guys about?
We're a commercial lending CUSO, so okay. We help credit unions make and manage commercial loans.
Okay, very cool. So what's the latest trend? What are we doing here with commercial lending? Because it's getting to be a pretty hot topic now.
Commercial lending goes with the economy. So things are really solid. It's been solid in Michigan for a long time. So really strong.
Okay. And you guys in Michigan are doing some amazing work up there. I'm always hearing news about Michigan credit unions just blowing doors on lending and just doing such fantastic work up there.
There are a lot of leaders in Michigan and a lot of credit unions, and the economy is very strong. Yeah. So I think they've done a great job. We're also led by really great Credit Union League, and I think they provide a lot of leadership to the whole group.
Yeah, Michigan Credit Union League, there's some fine folks there. So what are you hearing at this show? What's the buzz in the hallways, and then how are you guys going to help out or contribute?
The most important thing for this event is collaboration and networking and learning how to work with people in ways that you can't do on your own. So we have a breakout session tomorrow, which is all about what are you struggling with commercial lending that maybe you'd be willing to share with somebody else. CUSOs are all about cost and risk sharing.
Right.
So if we can expand that a little bit between CUSOs or between CUSOs and credit unions, I think we have an exponential model.
What are some of the struggles out there? I mean, do you know, or is this going to be just off the cuff type of thing? Or
it's an open forum.
Okay.
So I think I can guess what some of the things are, but
yeah,
I'd
if you
rather
have one or
not
two?
Do that.
Okay.
This won't obviously show until
it won't show until like 2 days. Yeah.
So when I think about what most commercial lending credit unions struggle with, or the CUSOs themselves, some of it is training, either at the staff level or the board level. Some of it is some of the basics of risk management, which has become incredibly important as a result of the new MBL rule. So I think there's some things that we might be able to do together that doing by yourself is a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. So what do you see for 2017, just based in the commercial lending space for credit unions? Any headway there or any growth? What do you see in your crystal ball?
The change in regulation has really, I think, unleashed a lot of energy for credit unions who want to do more commercial lending and maybe will do them through more commercial loan participations because that was a significant change in the regulation. So I think we see a lot more interest in commercial lending. Cool. It offers better yields, and the credit quality of commercial lending has been outstanding for a long time.
Yeah, well, it just seems like it's a really great opportunity for more growth for credit unions, you know, just because, I mean, auto lending has just been off the charts the last couple of years. So let's get another avenue for growth.
Most importantly about commercial lending, you get a commercial business owner as a borrower. You might pick up his home mortgage, his car loan, his 401k, whatever it may be, you might be able to do something from a household standpoint, and it just becomes exponential with what you can do. That will also be one of the things that comes up tomorrow, is how do you really grow that?
Yeah, that's what you call a deep relationship right there.
That trusted advisor relationship.
Indeed. Great message to end on. Bill, thank you so much for stopping
by.
Welcome,
Mike.
Appreciate
it. I've
been
petrified of this for years. So.
And now you're not.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.